Get the fuck off my porch. Unless you're here to pay my therapy bills for the last, 8 years. No, I don't want to talk to you. No, I don't want to hear what you have to say. What could you possibly have to fucking say? Dude, I'm sick of you. I'm sick of your bullshit. Fuck off. What you've done for me? What exactly have you done for me? I let you live with me. I paid your rent. I fed you. Dude, I took you to school. I took you to work. What more? Listen to every fight you and your friends got into. Listen to you bitch and moan and complain about any and every fucking thing. What more could you possibly fucking want from me? Closure. After that massive fucking fight, years of absolute silence. Now you fucking want closure. Now. Really. Fucking really. The audacity of you. Do you think I'm fucking stupid? I mean, obviously I have fucked stupid, but not the same thing. And I'd really, really, really like to not do it again. You're a mistake of the past. I'd like you to stay that way. I don't give a fuck if the neighbors can hear me. I don't want you here. Then talk, say something worthwhile. There isn't more to go over, dude. You were perfectly clear last time we spoke. As was I. I will stay the fuck away from you. You stay the fuck away from me. I meant what I said. We're best off far, far, far away from each other. No, I don't want to hear you out. No! I meant what I said. Have a nice life. Oh, don't look at me like that. As if you're some scorned fucking puppy I've just beaten. No, honey. You can play the victim all you'd like. But you and I both know what really happened. I can't forget what fucking happened. Yeah, your memory bends and twists every fucking thing. What's right today will be wrong tomorrow. What I think is up, you say is down. Left isn't left, it's right, according to you. I don't want to see you again. Are you turned on right now? I'm standing here crying and fuming. And you're getting hard. Why am I not fucking surprised? You've always gotten off on my fucking suffering. Why should now be any different? Get the fuck inside. Now. You wanted to talk. Fucking talk. You didn't think you'd get this far. I can't tell if you think I'm stupid or if you actually are. Did you really come over here just for me to rip you a new asshole? You're a fucking liar. And a really shitty one at that, dude. Now what? Yes, we could smoke. No, actually, you can't be stoned and angry. I'm very good at being stoned and angry. Side effect of living with you. Did you bring your own bud? I'm not smoking you out. Good. You smoke yours. I'll smoke mine. Can't find a lighter. Shocking. Here. Keep it. Call it a token of our love. Plastic. Mostly hollow. Almost empty. Down in flames. Barely a spark at this point. Steadily dying. Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like our relationship. No, this isn't pessimism. This is realism. I prefer reality to your delusion. Yeah, well, you had your chance. And you blew it. Surprising. Whew. Threw it all away. Because that was so much easier than bothering to give the slightest of fucks what anyone wanted but you. Yeah, you did give many fucks. Technically. If we're using fuck as a verb. Oh yes, and I regret every second I wasted with you. Why the fuck are you here? Really? This isn't going to bring either of us a fucking iota of closure. Why do you come back to reopen old wounds? You don't know? It's cruel. It's manipulative. It's incredibly selfish. Because you want to. What kind of fucking answer is that? Don't use shitty idioms and phrases with me, dude. You know better than to think that Hallmark shit's gonna work with me. If you love something, set it free. If it comes back, it's truly yours. No, if it comes back, it's a fucking boomerang and you threw it right. You still fucking threw it. No, you're back because you're horny and desperate and everybody else you've been with has cheated on you, that's all. You want me because I am loyal to a fault. You want me because I wanted no one but you. You felt safe.
No. That's not why you want me. You and I both know that.
Whew. I can't tell if you're lying to me or yourself. Yeah, well, did you actually expect my kindness? You shouldn't have. In some parallel universe, maybe, we're good for each other. That motherfucker is galaxies away from here. It's so fucking far. So distant from where we are now. It would take the TARDIS good long fucking while to lock onto its location. It is at the edge of the entirety of the universe compared to where we are now. That is how far from kindness we are. That is how far from love we are.
Yeah, well, maybe you shouldn't have broken my fucking heart. Bullshit.
You don't see anything that you do wrong. And it's not just what I think you do wrong. It's what everyone around you thinks, but very, very, very few have the audacity to call you on it. To actually address your fucking behavior. It's nobody else's problem or responsibility, dude. Only yours. I loved you. That's the sad thing. You have no clue what you fucking done to me. And as much as I would like to scream in your face every horrible thing, if I thought that would do either of us any good, I might. But what's the fucking point? You'd rape me because you could, and you knew that I enjoyed consensual non-consent, yet discussing anything beforehand never happened. And without that communication, it's not consensual non-consent. You can't make it up to me. There is no making it up to me. I just want us to be over. What? Did you just say rape me? That's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth just leaves a bunch of toothless blind people, dude. You and I both know there is nothing fair about that situation. How the fuck can you say that to me? It makes sense in your demented mind, yes. I can see that very clearly. I'll do it. Yeah, I'll... Fine. I want to make it crystal clear that this conversation, this negotiation, is a courtesy you never once showed me. Go back to the bedroom. Take your clothes off, lay down, and wait for me. I'll be along in a moment. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to tie you to the bed, spread eagle, and you're going to wait patiently. There we go. All tied up. It's not as if this is the first time I've tied you up, is it? What exactly do I want to do to you? I know exactly what I want to do. Take it. Open your mouth. All right, I gotta take off my shirt. What? I don't care if you want to see my tits, I'm not taking off my bra. How to start? I'm gonna sit on your face. One last time. You know, for good measure. What's that? You can't breathe. Oh, poor thing. Fine.
More courtesy than you've ever shown me.
Just like old times. Lick, asshole. No. Don't be a smartass. I know you can't actually lick my asshole. You're so fucking infuriating. There you go. And stick that tongue out. Come on. I know you know how. Ooh, you are very hard. I can feel you pressing against the small of my back. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Why didn't you ever try this fucking hard when we were together? Fuck. I'm gonna reach my hand behind me and start stroking your cock. Oh, so hard, baby. Keep licking. Yes. Keep licking. That felt good. Fuck. Stop. I need to fuck you. Remind you of old times. Me, on top of you. Grinding my hips. And my wet, warm pussy all over the length of your shaft. Teasing. Almost. Letting the head go in. But not quite. Rubbing. Your cock straight on through to my asshole. That feel good. Aren't you gonna miss it? Aren't you gonna miss it? Fuck. And there's the head. Fuck. 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 Stop fucking your ribs. Stop. 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 There's all of you. There. You weren't supposed to do that. Stay as
still as you possibly fucking can. Got it? Loved you so much. Oh fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna miss your cock. If only you could remove the one in your personality. Fuck. No, you don't get to come yet. No, definitely not. If I have to stop moving, then I have to stop moving. I'm just gonna sink on back. With you as far and as deep as you can go. How's that? I'm just gonna rub my clit. Oh, you can buck your hips all you want, babe. I'm not gonna move. Feel me clenching around you. My muscles. Getting tighter and tighter the closer I get to coming all around you. I have to keep moving. You don't get to come yet. No, you don't. I'll go as slow as I have to. You don't get to fucking come yet. Nope. Stop. Oh, poor thing. Aren't you regretting letting me tie you up now? Doesn't it suck? To be completely at someone's mercy. Against your will. Fuck. Huh? Yeah. Fuck. I heard that moan. I didn't think you'd like this quite so much, babe. You should have approached me with the revenge rape idea sooner. Wouldn't have kept us together, but might have spice things up in the bedroom. Those last couple of months we had. Oh, no. You don't get to come yet, babe. Oh, I like hearing you beg. Oh, no, I'm not moving. No. I'm not moving, honey. Give me your neck.
Please what? Please fuck you. Oh, you and I both know that's not the right term. Please? What? You made me say it. It's your turn. Please? What? Please break me. Let's go. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I loved you. Fuck. Oh, I hate myself for fucking loving you. Oh, yes. Scream. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come so fucking soon. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna come. How many?
Oh, fucking come with me. God damn it. Come. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh. Fuck me. Come. Don't fucking lie to me. You don't fucking love me. I don't want to hear your bullshit, dude. Shut up. Ha. Oh.
I'll untie you. You're gonna put your clothes on. You're gonna leave. And you're never gonna contact me again. Do you understand? Good. I'm not going to get pregnant, you fucking moron. That's what Plan B's for. Let me untie you. One. Did you understand me? You understand. Four. Get dressed. Get the fuck out.